So tonight we're going to begin our discussion with the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, which can be found on page 145. There are a bunch of pieces to this topic. We're probably not going to get to all of the practical issues that come up, but we're going to talk about some practical issues, some things that probably you're going to think about that's going to come up. We may not discuss this week. We may discuss next week. But let's dive right in. The first question is, where does this idea come from? We're getting page 145. Where does this idea come from, of the idea of Tosefes Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos? So they actually, you know, there's a footnote. It's an important footnote. Footnote number one, which the Gemara discusses, that Rabbi Akiva believes that the mitzvah of Tosefes comes from Shemitah. What does it have to do with Shemitah? Because, you know, Shemitah is starting from the seventh year. So the truth is, there are certain rules about planting a little bit before Shemitah. You can't plant during the seventh year, but there are some rules about planting a little bit before the Shemitah year. And so Rabbi Akiva learns the idea of Tosefes from that. But the standard opinion of where we learn the idea of Tosefes, that you have to add on, actually is a source dealing with Yom Kippur. So this is the Gemara in the first source, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, well, it's a Braisa, right? Braisa is a source that in the times of the Mishnah that was not written in the Mishnah. The Tanya, Vini Sebes Nafsho Seichem B'Tisha, says you should afflict your souls on the ninth day. Yochel Betisha, you might think that you should start afflicting your souls on the ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, Tavalor Ba'erev. No, it says Ba'erev. You should start in the evening. So E Ba'erev, if it's in the evening, Yochel Misha Tachshach, maybe you're going to think that the restrictions of Inui on Yom Kippur begin after nightfall, Tavalomar Betisha. No, it's on the ninth. So what does it mean, the ninth? But also in the evening. So okay, it's at Maschol Misanim Bibod Yom. So we begin and we fast while it's still day. Melamed Shemosifim Michol Al Kodesh. So we see from here that you add a little bit. Well, we don't know how much. It just says here that you add a little bit of the non holiness to the holiness, in terms of presumably restrictions of at least on Yom Kippur here. So ainli ella bichnisa so bitziyasa minayin. So this seems to only indicate before Yom Kippur that that the rules of Inui apply. How do you know after Yom Kippur? So tamalor me'erev ad erev, from evening until the evening. So on the evening of the tenth day, you also have to add. So you have to add a little bit, add before, add after. Ainli ella Yom Kippurim Shabbos minayin. How you know that this applies to Shabbos as well? Tamalomar tishbasu, that's an extra word. Tishbasu, so it teaches you that you should apply this principle of Tosefes even on a Shabbos. Yom Tovim Minayan Tamalomar Shabbatchem. So it's an old phrase. Vinisav Navshosecha Batisha Bachorosh Me'er Vader Tishbasu Shabbatchem. So all these words are extra. So Haketa Komakom Sheishbo Shvus Mosiv Mechol Al Kodesh. So the source is Yom Kippur, but this idea is that not just Yom Kippur, but also Yom Tov, also on Shabbos, also on Yom Tov, you should add some sanctity to the day. Now, it's not clear at this point whether this is, even though the source is a Torah law, you know, there's something called an asmachta. Anyone know what an asmachta is? What an asmachta? What?
Asmachta is something concrete, is it?
No, asmachta, sometimes the Gemara or the Braisa, they're going to quote a source. So even though you can say, oh, so it's obviously it's quoting from the Torah, so it's a Torah source. Sometimes they're quoting a source and it's just sort of a hint. It's really a rabbinic obligation, but they need to find there's a link to it in the Torah. But on the surface, it seems that it's a mitzvah doraisa, a Torah obligation. How much do you have to add? What would that, any indication from this source, how much you have to add? The answer is no. There is no indication. In other words, it just says there's some addition you have to add, some amount. We don't know exactly how much. Now, the Rambam, interestingly enough, This is more like background, just to get the lay of the land, how this plays out. The Rambam in source 2 in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, the Shvisas Asar, that's the cessation of work on the cessation on the 10th. That's referring to Yom Kippur. So he says, Keshem Sheshvus Malacha Bein B'Yom Bein B'Layla Kach Shvus Le'ino Bein B'Yom Bein B'Layla. Just like you can't do work on the day of the night of Yom Kippur, you also can't. You also have to engage in inoy, in refraining from, you know, physical pleasures, however defined, in the day and the night. Vitzarech lahozit michol al kodesh bichdisasa vitziyah. So shenemar v'nisem es nafshosecha betisha lachodesh ba'erev. So he cites the Gemara that you have to do tosefes yom on Yom Kippur. Kloma haschil latzum lisanos me'erev tisha. You should begin to fast and engage in inoy afflictions from the on the evening of the 9th, that's close to the 10th. V'chein bitzia, also afterwards, shoha be'enav ma'at, you wait a little bit. Milele achad asor samach la'asiri, on the night of the 10th, right, the shenemar, on the night of the 11th, that's a little strange. You should avoid, you should afflict from the Sunday of the 9th to the beginning of the 10th day. So too, b'chein b'yitzia shohab b'inuyav ma'at milele achadasar samach la'asiri. Shnev b'er v'er tishpu shabbatchem. I have to see what this line means again. I didn't focus on this. It seems here you should prolong it into the night of the 11th. I'm not sure what that means. After the 10th day. I'm not sure what that means. I didn't focus on that. I need to think about that, and I'll get back to you. It goes from the 9th a little bit to the 10th. So I'm not fully understanding what that line means. But the Rambam only mentions the halacha of Tosefes when it comes to Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Beis Yosef in source 3, right, that Rambam is 12th century. Now we're moving on to the 16th century. And the Beis Yosef, who's the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef is more of a, you know, a broader expansion. The Beis Yosef was a broader commentary on the Torah, and so he goes through every topic in depth, and then he summarizes it in what's known as the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Beis Yosef, in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Samach Aleph, he says, "V'Rambam lo hizkir din tosefes," and the Rambam does not mention in Hilchos Shabbos the concept of tosefes. Because of a Rava Magid, Perek Aleph, Behichos Shvisos also, the time of Mishum, Deleis Le Tosefes Devar Torah, Ela Le'ino Yom Kippur Levad. So apparently, the Rambam does not mention the idea of Tosefes by Shabbos, only by Yom Kippur. So the Beis Yosef says, well, it seems he doesn't hold of the concept of Tosefes for Shabbos. The Sfir Le Dalacha commanded Darish Likroi Lidrash Achrina. That apparently, so there's a debate here that Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara, we only saw a small passage, uses some of these extra words of Tish Bishu Shabbat Chem to teach you other things. So what that means is, it's not clear that you have, again, the source for Tosefes is Yom Kippur. The Gemara, according to one opinion, expands the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it seems that the Rambam does not hold of an idea of Tosefes for Shabbos or Yom Tov. And if you look in source 4, he says the Mashmali the Dvar Torah Shekasev Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean that he doesn't hold it on a Torah level. He also doesn't hold the Tosefes at all, even on a rabbinic level. Dim lo kein lo haya lo la shmito. He shouldn't have excluded it. V'rabbeinu shehishmi dino Tosefes near the Sfir Leil Karambam, the leis le Tosefes l'Shabbos. So apparently, the Beis Yosef says that the Torah, just I want to make sure we gotta have our bearings here. The Torah, right, the Rambam wrote, I apologize if I'm repeating information that you know already. But just so you understand, the Rambam wrote a code of Jewish law, that's called the Mishnah Torah, okay? The Torah wrote another code of Jewish law a few hundred years later, that's called the Torah, okay? He was the son of the Rush. And his organization is actually the organization that we follow. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, it's all based on that. So the Beis Yosef, which is a commentary, a Sephardic commentary, of Yosef Kaira's commentary on the Torah, so he's saying that the Torah himself does not write the obligation of Tosefes, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, and presumably because he's following the Rambam. That's only for Yom Kippur. But he's bothered. Amai v'tema, amai shavik svaris harash, the islay tosefes l'shabbos. So he's bothered that why does the Torah hold like the Rush? The Rush, Rabbi Asher, was the father of the Torah. I know it's a little confusing. You have the Rambam, he's 12th century, he's got his own code. And then you have the Torah, he has his own section, right? The Arba Turim, there are four sections according to the Torah. There's Or HaChaim, that's daily laws, like brachos, chagim, tefillah. Second section is, another section is Choshen Mishpat, business law. A third section is the Evan Ezer, family law. And a fourth section is Yoredeya, miscellaneous stuff, okay? So in Or HaChaim, so that's the Mishnah Berurah is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch section of called Or HaChaim, which is daily life. So in any case, the Torah is questioning why, sorry, the Beis Yosef is saying, why does the Torah not follow his father's opinion, the Rush, and he follows the Rambam? So, and in fact, the Rif, he lived in the 11th century. He lived in Spain, in Fez, in Morocco, and he died in Spain. He lived the same time as Rashi did. And he says in Source 5, it says, Ein li ela Yom Kippur, Shabbos Bracious Binayan, Tamalomar, Tishbasu. So he says there is Tosefes for Shabbos. And Yom Tovim, Binayan, how you know Yom Tov? Tamalomar, Shabbatchem, Kol Shvisa, Shata Shoves, Ata Mosifla. Anytime that you're engaged in Shvisa, you have to add Bein Melfana, Bein Acharav. So now we got a nice split going on here. We have the Rif and the Rush. You should know the Shulchan Aruch. He usually follow, is he Sfard or Ashkenaz? I don't know. Sfard. You have 50-50 chance to get it right. Okay. He also has 50% chance. Sfard. Okay, right. So Shulchan Aruch is Sfard. The reason why he's Sfard, you know what he says? When he writes an introduction, how he's passing halacha, he says, there's so many rabbis, there's so many different things. What am I going to decide what to do? So what he does is, he says, I'm going to follow by the majority of three. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And whoever has the majority, almost all the time, not always, but generally speaking, if there's a debate and two of the three hold of a position, he'll hold that. Now, it happens to be two of the three are Sfardim. The Rif and the Rambam are Sfardim. So he will generally follow the Sfardi practice, and then the Ramah will write where Ashkenazi practices. So what's interesting here is that the Rif and the Rush both hold, there's something called Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Rambam seems to hold, or he doesn't mention Tosefes Shabbos, he's only mentioning Tosefes Yom Kippur. However, not so fast, the Be'er Halacha in Source 6 says the following. The Be'er Halacha writes, V'da'o, d'bid Rabbana fila Rambam, mitzvah lahosi bi'at mechol al-kosh. No, he disagrees with what the Beis Yosef said. The Be'er Halacha, that's the Chavetz Chaim, now we're 20th century, he says, the Rambam also holds of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. And he says, "Uchtemasha Pashit Lishit the Rab Magid Shevi Shuva Beis Yosef," which is the simple reading for the language of the Magid Mishnah, which is a commentary, on the Rambam. Umashe Hiksha Beis Yosef, and that with the Beis Yosef asked, "The Im Kain Lo Hayal La Rambam Lahashmi Din Zet Tosafa." Why did the Rambam not mention anything about Tosefes Yom Kippurim? Bemes Kvar Kololo. So the Rambam writes that there is in the old days they used to blow shofar on Erev Shabbos. They blew six shofars sounds on Erev Shabbos to tell the people Shabbos is coming. They didn't have clocks in those days. Right? They didn't have watches. They would blow shofar to indicate, oh, the first shofar blowing, this means X, close up your stores, whatever it means. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hey, Halacha Yotes and Chav, so the Rambam goes through different tekiyos. So the first tekiya, so people would stop plowing and stop working in the field. But the stores are still open. And when they blew the second shofar, then they close up the shops. And the third shofar, they would tell people to start lighting the candles. And so the Be'er Halacha wants to say, he says, this is also the Be'er Hagra writes this, the Afilu L'Rabba Mitzvah Lo'osi B'chol Al Kodesh Mehot Et Kios Nizkar Li'ol. What's the whole idea when you're blowing shofar earlier to warn people? You're saying, don't do this at this time, don't do this at this time. So an early tekiah, right? They would blow the tekiah, the third tekiah they would blow, tell people to stop working, that was close to sunset. And they would also blow shofar on Motzei Shabbos after the stars come out to tell the people they can work. So it's not. So in other words, what the Be'er Halacha is saying, yeah, the Rambam doesn't write explicitly. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but it's hinted in when the Rambam said that they would have shofar sounds to tell you to stop doing this, stop doing work, and even Motzei Shabbos, they would tell someone now you continue doing work. So the truth is that it could be that everyone holds this mitzvah. All major Rishonim hold that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? And if you look in source 7, he says, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lahosim B'chol Al Kodesh. Which is interesting, because he's saying, Yesh Omrim. What do you think that means if the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim? What do you think that means?
That not everyone agrees.
That not everyone agrees, right? Like, the Shulchan Aruch tries to find consensus. And by the way, he's usually holding the Rambam and the Rif. And, well, as I mentioned, so he's saying Yesh Omrim. Yeah, so he's not convinced. I'm saying he's not convinced, presumably, right? Because it's right here in the notes here. Because the tour clearly does not mention it. And probably the Shulchan Aruch believes that the Rambam doesn't hold Tosefes Shabbos. So if I were to ask you, what does the Rambam hold regarding Tosefes Shabbos? The answer is, it's not clear. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch believes he does not hold that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but others hold no, that he does hold, and it's included in the laws of tekiah, the tekiahs that you blew on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. But at the Magen Avraham in source A says it's a mitzvah, so I say doraisa, it's a Torah obligation, and the Shulchan Aruch says, even, and we also in source 9, that's after Shabbos, ma'achmin tefilas arvitzki l'hosi b'chol al kodesh, that you have to add Tosefes both before and after, and it seems that's a mitzvah doraisa. So again, it seems that it could be that all major Rishonim hold that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but the Rambam not clear. The Tur, maybe not the Tur, maybe not the Rambam, but you can make an argument that they also hold the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, a fascinating question regarding the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So what do you think this means? Part of the day itself, or just a prohibition against malacha? What do you think that means? What would be the practical difference as to whether it's Tosefes is part of the day itself, or just a prohibition against malacha? What might be the difference if you hold one versus the other? What might be a halachic difference?
Maybe you're responsible for, like, You can't do malacha, but that you're not responsible yet for the actual positive mitzvot of the day.
So like what? Give me like what's a positive mitzvot?
Kiddush.
So right. So here's the question: Can you make kiddush on? I'm just saying. If you daven early Shabbos, right? You daven early. Make early Shabbos in the summer. So can you make kiddush before nightfall? Can you have a suda before the nightfall? Do you have to have a kazayas of bread before after nightfall? So these are questions, right? In other words, if you believe that Tosefes is simply about the restrictions, the Enor, the Isser Malacha, only those, so then maybe the mitzvos you can't do, the positive mitzvos you can't do until it's nightfall. Or you have to, and obviously every mitzvah is different, right? We know that, we don't make early Pesach Seder because we somehow feel that, right, the Seder has to take place after nightfall. So we know that there are certain rules that maybe you have to wait until nightfall. So this is a general question. What about all the mitzvahs of Shabbos against Tama Kiddush and the Suda? So there's, of course, we have a big corpus of Torah, so there's often conflicting information. So if you look at source 10, so first we begin the Mishnah and Psachim Daf Yud. I apologize. Psachim Perak Yud Mishnah Aleph. Erev Psachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal L'Ma'ase Tachshach. So it says in Erev Pesach, when it's close to mincha time, you should not eat until dark. And Rashi says in source 11, "Kadesh yochal matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon mishum hider mitzvah." Right? You shouldn't eat close to dark because you want to eat matzah with an appetite. In those days, they probably had. It was different than our days. Our days, we don't eat. We do them. We have a very long magid, and then we have matzah much later. You know, that might have been. They might have had a different order a little bit. That's not our topic now. So, but the bottom line is that we say that, okay, Erev Pesach, close to Mincha, close to a few hours before, you shouldn't eat because you want to be hungry for the matzah. Now, Tosu, source 12. Makshidan, we ask, Amai Yitzrech Ad Shetechshach, Why did it need to say that you can't eat until it gets dark? Pshita, it's obvious. Va'od, you could have just said, Erev Pesachim Samach LaMincha Lo Yechad Adam. You could have just said, let's say close to Mincha time, which is, I think we talked a bit about this, on eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So you could have simply said, at this time, Samach LaMincha, which is, let's say, 3 halachic hours before nightfall or the sunset, you can't eat. What do you mean, Ach Teshach, until nightfall? Obviously, that's what it means. So, Va'od, Divigmara, Gavi, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Lokotani Lay. Also, it doesn't mention this when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Va'omer Harimi Kurbil. So this Tosafist, Rimi Kurbil. Tosfos are, it's not one person named Tosfos. Tosfos, it's a commentary on the Gemara, and it's a group of rabbis from the 12th and 13th centuries from France and Germany. So one of the Tosafists, Rimi Kurbil, he says, Degabi Matzah, the Dafka B'inan Shetaksha. Specifically by Matzah, you need to wait until it gets night, till nightfall. Specifically, the Tosefta. Tosefta is a Tanaitic work from the era of the Mishnah that didn't make it into the Mishnah. It's a type of a group of brisos that put together. It's called the Tosefta, and it mentions that specifically the Korban Pesach Matzah and Maror, you have to eat them after it gets night, after it becomes night. You can't make, quote unquote, early Pesach and eat matzah and maror and korban Pesach before nightfall. The reason is because it's written, you should eat the meat on this night. Okay, so it says, that you have to eat the korban Pesach at night. And there's a biblical derivation called the Hekesh, which basically says that just like the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night, so too matzah and maror have to be eaten at night. Aval, here's for our purposes. Seuda Shabbos Yom Tovim, the Shabbos Yom Tov meals, matzi ochel lehu mibod yom. You can make early Shabbos, and you can eat the Shabbos Yom Tov meals while it's still day. Kidamar beperek tefillas hashachar mispalo adam shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos v'omer kiddush yomi bol yom, that you can daven marav early and you could also recite kiddush while it's still daytime. In other words, this position of Tosfos suggests that Tosefes Shabbos is not merely a commitment not to do work sometime before Shabbos begins. It actually, when you accept Shabbos, you actually transform the day into Shabbos, and therefore you can fulfill the mitzvos of Shabbos on, you know, before nightfall. That's what this Tosfos would indicate. There is conflicting information, because if you look in Source 13, the Gemara Ksuva says, so Parech Rav Achai, Eima Demaser La B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. So there we're talking about a situation about getting married, and there it seems to indicate that there is a wedding, that someone got married on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and or they brought her to a wedding canopy on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's talking about that in this context, it's basically talking about a father marrying off her daughter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We know you can't get married on either Shabbos or Yom Tov. So Tosu says in Source 14, Ika Lameymar, the Hacha Ayri Sha Achas of the Yom Tov, Shehu Ki Yom Tov Le'inyan Malacha, the Tosefes Doraisa Hu Betela Bosa Shal Bina Malacha. So he wants to say that here you're discussing, when you say that the father married his daughter off on Yom Tov, it really means like an hour before Yom Tov, which is like Yom Tov when it comes to Malacha, because Tosefes is Doraisa, and you cannot do work at that time, but you can still get married at that time. In other words, Tosfos in Source 14 indicates that an hour, like obviously you can't marry off your daughter, man cannot marry off his daughter on Yom Tov itself. That's a prohibition. You can't, it's a prohibition of what's called Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. You cannot mix one simcha with another simcha. You have to. We don't get married on Yom Tov. But what's the case here? The case here is, what do you mean? It's like it's like Yom Tov. It's where there is Tosefes. So meaning, according to Tosfos here, you can have a situation where you are accepting Yom Tov, so you can't do Malacha, and yet you can get married. Yeah. You get married. So that would go against our Tosos and Psachim. And in fact, if you look in the source 15, we have Chanan Wasserman. Chanan Wasserman, he, I believe he died in the Holocaust. So he was like a big, tremendous gadol in Eastern Europe. And he says in source 15, he writes the following. He points out, "Bitosvos reish arve psachim kasvu." In the beginning, in Tosfos, the beginning of arve psachim, they write, "The achilas matza hidafka shetechshach." That eating matzah is only until night. "Velo kamo shebeshabbos sheefshar lekayish b'od yom." And this is unlike Shabbos, that you can make Kiddush while it's still day. But time and the reason is Mishum Dixiv Balaila. And he says the reason specifically that matzah can only be eaten at night. V'tosfas Yom Tov, v'tosefas Yom Tov, lo have a laila. And adding to Yom Tov is not considered night. Umashma, and the Tosefas is not considered night. So you can't eat matzah, you can't make Kiddush. And that you can't do the Pesach stuff before night. Umashma, and what the implication that Tosfos ilav kra, without that pasuk, roi lomar diyotze mi pesach umatza b'tosefes yom tov. If it would not have said that word that you have to eat the korban pesach at night, and just like you can't eat the korban pesach at night, you have to eat matzah at night and morah at night. If it had not said that phrase, what would I have thought? That you can eat matzah, you can make it earlier. You can do it earlier, right? Why? Because kevan shekiddush liyaneh malacha hu hadin liyan mitzvos hayom. Because according to Tosos and Psachim, when you accept Shabbos or you accept Yom Tov, so then you all the mitzvos of the day apply. But v'kasha, we have a question. The ksuvos ksiv, the ksuvos mem zayin, what does it say? Kasu b'tosef es Yom Tov leka mitzvah. But in Tosos Ksuvos that we just read, so there's no mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. When I accept Yom Tov, let's say an hour early, an erev Yom Tov, I am still allowed to get married because it's only Tosefes Yom Tov for purposes of an Isser Malacha, but the mitzvahs of the day don't apply. Right, right. He said, "Ach, the also b'mlacha doraisa, umayishna mitzvos matzah, mitzvos v'samachta." How is the mitzvah of matzah different from the mitzvah of v'samachta? So it seems. Yeah. So it seems that there's a. It seems the Rav Chana Wasserman thinks that this is a debate between two Tosfos. By the way, that's okay, because as I mentioned to you, Tosfos is. It's a group of rabbis from the 12th and 13th century. So it's not so bad to say, it's not so difficult to say that they argue on each other, because it's not one rabbi writes Tosfos. It's you can have debates between different, like if you have Rashi in one place says X and Rashi in a different place says Y, so that's a little more challenging. You have how is he consistent in both positions? It's not so bad to say that Tosfos argues. How can you say they don't? There's a little alumnus here. How can you say maybe the notes talk about this, that maybe they don't really argue? Like maybe there's a difference between Kiddush and let's say marriage. So like could be, they suggest in the notes that maybe there's a difference. That when it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos, or the mitzvah to eat a meal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there the Kedusha emanates from, what are you doing? When you're accepting Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you're saying the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov starts an hour earlier. So it's not just the Isser Malacha, but everything starts an hour earlier. However, when it comes to the prohibition to get married on Yom Tov, it has nothing to do with the Kedusha of Yom Tov. How do I know that? Because you also can't get married during Chol HaMoed. So that might relate to the calendar date. It might not relate to the Kedusha of Yom Tov that it begins. In other words, it even applies to Chol HaMoed. So you might be able to say there's a difference between, let's say, certain mitzvos and other mitzvos that are tied specifically to the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, as opposed to the prohibition of getting married during the Chag of Sukkos or the Chag of Pesach that's not tied to the Kedusha of Yom Tov. That's just a law that applies to all of Shabbos and Yom Tov. But bottom line is, what do we hold? So this is my question. You make an early Shabbos. Bottom line, you make early Shabbos. So what's the rule? Can you make early Shabbos? We do it all the time. Well, that's not the question. Can you come home and can you eat the meal earlier? So the Magen Av... What? Yes. Okay, there
they
you go.
Say yes.
There we go. Okay, so let's see. It's not 100% simple, but it seems that's the view. The Magen Avraham, source 16 says, Kasa b'shla b'shem Sefer Chasidim. So the Shla writes, Shla is an Achron, and Sefer Chasidim is a work. It predated Chasidim. When it says Sefer Chasidim, that was like, I think, a 12th century work by the Chasidei Ashkenaz. These were the pious people of Ashkenazic period. This is hundreds of years before the Baal Shem Tov. In any case, he writes that the Mikom Kom Terch Lecho Kazayas Balayla Kli Lakayim Gimel Seudos B'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham cites some Achronim that say you can start your meal earlier, but make sure to have at least a kezias of bread on Shabbos. Okay, so he says v'kachos v'abach b'shem the Maral miPrague b'tosos for Rosh mash v'diochelik mor suda b'mod yom. Tosos of the Rosh say no, you can start even earlier v'kinkos v'trumas adeshen. V'chein Masha b'Rabbeinu Yerucham v'Taima da'achar plag mincha chashvina laila mikom kom tov lahachmir. So he cites the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham was a century after the Shulchan Aruch was written, and he says it's good to be strict to eat a kezias of bread, even if you make Shabbos early, and even if you start the meal earlier than nightfall, to eat at least a kezias after night. It's best to be strict, but it's okay. You can be lenient if need be. But it's an interesting position out there. You might come across some people who say, you know, at the end of the meal, and let's say you make early Shabbos, and someone may say, you know, you see someone eating a slice of bread, a slice of challah after nightfall, and you're like, well, it's a little strange. We already finished the meal, so maybe they want to be machmer like the Magen Avraham. If you look in Source 17. In the Mishnah Brura, says that time the chayv and the kibbol of Shabbos v'hosif michol ala kodesh, that since you accept Shabbos and you add from some of the weekday to the kedusha of Shabbos, nechshav k'Shabbos le'inyan zeh the yochol lekadesh v'lechol miyad, it's considered Shabbos. You can make kiddush and you can eat immediately. V'yuchal ligmor sidasa mibod yom, and you can finish your meal during the day. V'yesh cholkim, and there are those who argue. And they hold that you should be careful to continue your meal until night. And eat a kezias at night. Vetama, what's the reason? Since how do you know the idea of having three meals? Right, that's a rabbinic obligation. It's the pasuk in Shmos Teznai Parash Bishalach. It says, "Ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem." Ba'inyan, eat today, because Shabbos is day for God. Ba'inyan shi'ikayim osam b'yom Shabbos atzmo. We need that you fulfill the mitzvah on the day of Shabbos itself, b'yom. Sort of like, you know, that meal about, you know, that the halacha about eating the matzah at night, or doing eating korban pesach at night. So they want to say this yom is that you should eat part of each of the three meals during the yom of Shabbos itself. It's proper to be strict according to their opinion. What I find fascinating is that you could have also said that you should be strict to recite Kiddush while it's still day. What's interesting is like it's not like all or nothing. It's not either, you know, Isser, we have Isser Malacha, the prohibition of Malacha, that you clearly, there's a mitzvah of Tosafes, that you clearly can't do Malacha. Then there's Kiddush, right? And then there's having Shabbos meal, right? So the Chumrah, the stringency of the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Brura cites is only with respect to eating a kezias of bread as part of the meal to have, because of this pasuk of, which is ichlu hayom, eat during, you have to have three meals during the yom, as opposed to what? We don't find any, at least here, saying that you have to make Kiddush, you should be strict to start Kiddush at night. You know what I'm saying? That would be a very difficult stringency, right? Because in other words, let's say, in our shul, right, we make early Shabbos at 7 o'clock in the summertime, right? So you'd say you get home 7:45, whatever it is, 8 o'clock, you start your meal. So it's an easier chumrah to say, okay, you know what, right before the end of my meal, I'm going to have a kazayas of bread. I'm not saying you necessarily should do that. But I'm saying that's an easier chumrah than to say we need to wait to recite Kiddush until nightfall. That nobody says, at least in the classic, poskim here. I'm not saying there are those who say that, but in the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, the only stringency that they suggest is maybe, okay, try to have a kazayas of bread. Okay? So again, we hold that Kiddush is not a problem. There are some. There's a Chuvos Vahanhagos, but Moshe Sternbach wants to say that no, it says Zachar Shoma Shabbos Lakacho, that's a source of Kiddush. So Yom HaShabbos, it has to be during the day. He writes, he says, he says that if you think about it, when you say, he says the following, he says that if you make Kiddush during the day, when you say Ritzeh in benching, then that counts, in a sense. If you make that at night, that counts. Because if you think about Kiddush, what's Zachor Yom HaShabbos Lakacho? Mention that it's Shabbos. Again, so we do it with a bracha, and we have a rabbinic obligation to do it with wine. But on a fundamental level, even saying Ritzeh, that fulfills the obligation. They even say, I think there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger that holds on a Daraisa level saying Good Shabbos is actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. They actually tell a story about this. Someone told me this story about there was someone who's like, a question of end of life issues. Do you keep someone alive? Do you end their life? So someone who was very into, keeping someone alive and more, and because every mitzvah you do is another wonderful thing. And he was able to keep someone alive for Shabbos, and he said Good Shabbos. So you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Because saying Good Shabbos, according to Rav Akiva Eger, fills the mitzvah of Kiddush. My point is that, according to Rav Moshe Sternbach, who says, you do the Kiddush, you have to do even Kiddush after nightfall, so Ritzeh or Yotzeh. But again, it seems that the classic poskim don't require that at all. Let's just do a little more here. The how much time is needed for Tosefes Shabbos. So I'm going to read to you the different opinions here, but I will tell you that there's very little to go on. In other words, it's not clear how much time. So you have Tosfos, who says here in source 18, who says that Rabbi Akiva says that he says Mishum Disagi Betosevas Mashehu. All you need is the small amount, because that's the goal. The goal is to show you're excited for Shabbos, you want to start Shabbos earlier. You want to add to the Kedusha, so any amount is fine. The Chai Adam in source 19 says, the Kol Adam Chayv al Kol Panim Lifrosh Mimlacha Lepachos Chatzi Shah Kodeh Balayla. You should stop doing Malacha at least a half an hour before night. Kitzarech Lahosev Ma'at Mechol Ala Kodesh. You should add from the Chol to the Kodesh. And he says, right? And he says, Zman Tosef Ezehu Kodem Bein Hashmashos. It's before Bein Hashmashos. And you violate a mitzvah saseh if you do malacha. At the very least, shouldn't be less than a half an hour, but not half an hour from candle lighting, not a half an hour from Beit HaShemot. It's a half an hour from nightfall. So it's a half an hour from nightfall. Hold on one second. Apologize. If I am having trouble, one second. My computer is dying and my charge is not working. So hopefully this will work. So he says that. So he says a half an hour from nightfall. The Menuchas Ava says that you should tzorich lahosi michol al kodesh velifrosh me'asiyas melacha me'erev Shabbos. I'm just going to switch to my, I apologize. I'm going to switch series of this. Okay, no, it's gonna work. Okay, so he says, the Menuchas Ava says that you should stop Kodim Shkiyas Achama, and he says there's no shear for Tosefes Shabbos. You should stop Bizman Shubalayo, whatever it's definitely day. And Vervoi Livros Mimlacha Esrim Dakos, about 20 minutes before Shkiyah. That's what he wants to suggest. So some say it's 20 minutes. The Piskei Tshuvos in Source 21, he says, if you look at the bold section, he says also about 20 minutes before Shkiyah. That's around when people light. That's when you want to try to do that. And the it really runs the gamut between sort of 2 minutes and 20 minutes. The Mishnah Brura basically says that in order to fulfill your obligation, according to every opinion, it should be 30 minutes before Shkia, but that is a very strict view. Ravad Yosef says even if it's a small amount of time, even a little bit, one has fulfilled the mitzvah. Again, there's not an exact amount of time. They even, the Shulchan Aruch said some time. Again, you go from 2 minutes to 30 minutes. You know, some want to say it's like there's an opinion like the that is 3/4 of a meal plus. There are different opinions about this. The Source 21, the Piskei Tshuvos says 3/4 of a meal, which is about 13 and a half minutes or 50 minutes before Shkiyah. But it's anywhere from about 2 minutes to 20 minutes. And that's when the Malacha starts. What we're going to discuss next week is how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? Do you have to say something? Do you have to think something? Is it automatic? What if the Tzibur accepts it? So that we're going to discuss, God willing, next week. Again, I apologize. I'm running out of battery here, so I went a little quick at the very end. But I have to look up that one source. Do you have any questions here? I apologize. Okay. Okay, because my computer's about to die. I don't know what's...